Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm always thrilled that you would join us. Today on the podcast, I want to give you one verse that I found super helpful when navigating these uncertain days. I don't know about you, but for me, I like rhythms. I like routines. I like a little bit of predictability. I can go with the flow, but I like some things to be in place. And during the season, man, it seems like all of our rhythms, all of our routines have just been upended. Well, what do you do with that? How do you make sure every day gets the right focus, gets the right attention? How do you make sure every day matters? Well, today's verse comes from Psalm 90. And most of the time when we think about the Psalms, we think about David, but this Psalm was actually written by Moses a long, long time ago. I love the wisdom of Moses when he writes this and literally is praying this. He says in Psalm 90, verse 12, "Teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Now, what does he mean by that? Is he talking about some formula? Is he talking about some equation? Is he talking about this new math that we're trying to figure out how to teach? No. Here's how the New Living Translation translates this. It says, "Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom." I love that. The brevity of life. See, I know that we don't often like to dwell on this, but the truth, the real truth is all of us are going to die one day. We don't know when that is. And what I'm convinced of more than ever, whenever I conduct a funeral or hear the passing of somebody, is life is short. In fact, I really believe even the longest life is still short. And so what that reminds me of, and that's what it reminds us of, is that today matters. Man, I can't go back and change yesterday. Yesterday's gone. I can only learn lessons from it. Tomorrow's not here yet, so why worry about tomorrow? Why put all of my hope in the future? The only day I have is today. The only moment I have is now, and so I want to make sure I don't miss it. I want to make sure that I realize that today actually matters. Well, how do we do that? Well, Moses says that we would grow in wisdom as we think about the brevity of life. Ephesians 5:15 says, "Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise." And so today I want to give you a simple framework to think about. I call it the TEAM framework, T-E-A-M. This framework, if you jot it down on a piece of paper every day, I think would help you to realize the brevity of life and focus on what matters. T in TEAM stands for time. You may have a huge to-do list today, but you've got a limited amount of time. So what needs to be blocked out on your calendar today? The E stands for energy. You may have a lot to do, but the truth is you have a finite amount of energy. So my encouragement is every day to do what matters most when you feel you're at your best. The A in TEAM stands for attention. Now, I know everybody likes to think they can multitask, but in our generation, we are attention depraved. Multitasking has been proven to be a farce, and so we need to think about every single day what needs my undivided attention. And then the M in TEAM is money. Resources are finite as well. In fact, when it comes to money, it's really a zero-sum game, and what that means is every dollar you spend in one place means you can't spend it somewhere else. Every yes to spending it in one area is a no to something else. And so every single day to realize our resources are limited, our attention is limited, our energy is limited, our time is limited. That's not necessarily a negative thing, but it can be a really focusing thing as well. This framework helps me to focus my days, and I hope it will you as well. Well, Dr. Leslie Weatherhead actually calculated the average length of people's lives and equated it to the time on a clock. So think about it this way. He concluded that if you are age 15, the time on your clock is 10:25. If you are 20, the time is 11:34. If you're 25, the time is 12:42. If you're 30, the time is 1:51. If you're 35, the time is 3 o'clock. If you're 40, the time is 4:08. And if you're 45, the time is 5:15. If you're 50, the time is 6:25. By 55, the time is 7:24. If you're 60, the time is 8:42. And if you're 65, the time is 9:51. And if you're 70, the time is 11. And so I agree with Moses today. What a powerful prayer to say, God, would you teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow today in wisdom. Man, I hope this encourages you. Time is short. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. So let's together live today wisely. Let's live like today matters. Love you guys. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. And I hope you'll use this framework to help focus today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.